With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Republicans will remain in the driver's seat in the House, retaining a slim majority.
With the presidency, the Senate, and the House in hand, the Republican Party has a powerful government trifecta. President-elect Donald Trump and his close ally, Speaker Mike Johnson, have promised an overhaul of the federal government and profound changes to domestic and foreign policy. Republican Congressman Juan Ciscomani defeated Democrat Kirsten Engel in the race for Arizona's 6th Congressional District, giving the GOP enough seats to take control of the House. While the House GOP agenda has yet to be released, Republican leaders said that they would prioritize passing a robust border security bill before working with the Senate to quickly reauthorize Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Florida GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz has quit Congress after President-elect Trump nominated him as Attorney General. There will be a special election to fill the Gaetz seat. Also at SRNNews.com, a legal win for Elon Musk and his pre-election million-dollar voter sweepstakes.
The judge ruled Philadelphia's top prosecutor failed to show it was an illegal lottery. The prize was open only to swing state voters who signed a petition endorsing the constitutional right to free speech and to bear arms. Lawyers for Musk's America PAC revealed in court the recipients didn't win a game of chance. They were instead chosen to be paid spokespeople for the group. D.A. Larry Krasner said people were being scammed. The judge said Krasner didn't provide any evidence beyond mere speculation. Musk invested more than $70 million in the Political Action Committee to help Donald Trump return to the White House. He has now been tapped to lead a Trump administration government efficiency effort. I'm Ed Donahue.
Three-time Olympic medalist Lindsey Vonn is coming out of retirement to rejoin the U.S. ski team, planning to race again at the age of 40. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 4 points higher. This is SRN News. America's moms and dads swung hard to Donald Trump on Election Day.
Exit polls show that parents with kids under the age of 18 switched parties this time around. President Trump won 46% of them in 2020, but this time took 53%, a 7% increase. There were a lot of issues at play, but some analysts point to Kamala Harris's support for transgenderism, which is becoming a major problem in public schools. In many places, teachers are introducing transgenderism to small children, and boys are playing on girls' sports teams. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Among several blocks of religious voters, Donald Trump fared roughly as well in his battle with Kamala Harris as he did in his fight with Joe Biden 4 years ago. One notable difference, he did better this year among Catholic voters, according to AP Votecast. In the 2020 election, the Catholic electorate, one of the biggest religious blocs in the nation, was almost evenly split. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court seems likely to preserve a class action suit, accusing NVIDIA of misleading investors about its dependence on selling computer chips for cryptocurrency mining.
The justices heard arguments in the tech company's appeal of a lower court ruling allowing a 2018 suit led by a Swedish investment management firm to continue. It's one of two high court cases involving class action lawsuits against tech companies. Last week, the justices wrestled with whether to shut down a multi-billion-dollar class action investors lawsuit against Facebook parent Meta, stemming from the privacy scandal involving the Cambridge Analytica political consulting firm. NVIDIA is among the most valuable companies in the S&P 500, worth over $3 trillion. Jeremy House, Washington.
The government reports wholesale prices rose last month, showing inflation still with us. More details at SRNNews.com.